This episode of Gals on the Go is brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's your girl, Danielle, and only Danielle today. I am going solo. If you guys didn't know, a couple weeks ago, Brooke did a solo episode. She talked about 24 things she learned by 24. And this week, I'm going to be talking about, well, I'm not 24. I'm actually 22. But I'm going to be talking about something else that's quite monumental in my life right now, which is graduating college, you guys. It is so crazy. I know so many of you have been watching me, listening to the podcast, or whatever it may be for years now, and kind of following me along on my academic experience, if you will. I started making videos in middle school. So you potentially could have been along with me since middle school, high school, college. Here we are. It's quite crazy to think about. In under two weeks, I will be graduated undergrad from the University of Georgia. It's the wildest thing to think about because I feel like we're constantly thinking about the next thing and we're constantly, you know, thinking about the future. And, you know, in middle school, I remember applying to high school because I went to a private high school. I remember in high school applying to college, and now I'm in college and now I'm about to graduate. And it's like, whoa. So this episode is going to be all about me, all about graduating, my plans. A lot of you know I will be moving to New York City and finally being neighbors with Brooke again because we both went to University of Georgia for a couple years together. And I'm so excited to be back in the same city as Brooke. And yeah, talking about my move there, random plans, my summer, just all of the above, because I'm constantly getting questions and it's an exciting thing to talk about for sure. And I'm going to get a little emo and talk about how I feel about it all, because that's what we do over here. So welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. If you're new, hey, my name is Danielle. I'm a senior at the University of Georgia, fashion merchandising major, emphasis in brand management. My co-host is Brooke Michio. And yeah, we're going solo today. So I am so excited to tell you guys that this week we are bringing back an old segment. It was one of our first segments and it was a big hit, but then COVID came and it just didn't feel appropriate to continue to implement into our weekly episodes. However, we see a light at the tunnel and we're really excited to implement highlights and lowlights again. So highlights and lowlights are basically, you know, your highs and lows of the week, and Brooke and I would share funny anecdotes or good things, little wins, whatever it may be. But then, like I was saying, when COVID hit, it was just a constant low, and we also felt weird talking about anything that was good, or we felt bad complaining because everyone was going through a lot, and we just wanted our podcast to be an escape. We didn't want to complain on the podcast. But now we feel ready to bring back highlights and lowlights. So without further ado, let's get on into our highlights and lowlights of the week. I missed that jingle. It makes me so happy. So I'm going to start with the low light. So, you know, it's like, do you want good news or bad news? Got to start with the lows first. So my low light is just something I've been dealing with in the last few weeks, but in specific, the last even just few days, it's been really hitting me. Obviously, I'm graduating. I'm sad. We'll talk about that later. But I am someone who like has to say goodbye or has to do the last this, has to kind of soak that last moment in of whatever it is. And I'm just having a lot of those experiences right now because obviously it's in my head that, okay, I am moving. I'm moving out of the state of Georgia. I'm leaving Athens. Well, yes, I will definitely be visiting, hopefully this fall, honestly, for another football game or whatever it may be. I want an excuse to come back. A lot of my friends are staying in Georgia. I'm sad as heck. I was in my last in-person, you know, class the other day and I didn't even realize it. And I'm sad because I didn't soak it in enough. But at the same time, like, what would I have done differently? Like, breathed in a couple extra times and been like, okay, Danielle, you're walking out of a classroom for the last time as a student. Like, I don't really know why I'm like that, but I am. I have a list on my phone of all these places I want to go before we graduate, like restaurants that I love or places to watch the sunset in Athens, and I'm just being really dramatic about it, to be honest. And it's fun, and my friends are appreciating it because they're like, honestly, it's nice that you have this list so we can definitely get it all in. But like at the end of the day, I'm not going to be able to get to all these things. And sometimes it's good to just kind of think about those memories rather than creating new ones and trying to force something that is, I don't know. I'm just, I just hate that about myself sometimes. I'm like, oh, the last this, like, guys, we have to do this one more time, or, oh, this is the last time I'm walking on camp. I'm just so dramatic is what I'm trying to say. And it affects me sometimes. So yeah, I guess it's not a terrible low, but that is a big low for me. So now for a highlight. Bittersweet, but today, as I'm recording this, was my last day of classes ever. That's not to say I might go to grad school one day. It's not in the plans as of now, but who's to say I won't go back to school? But it was really funny this morning. I had an 8 a.m. presentation, and that was also my last class I had, but it was on Zoom. So I woke up, you know, 7:45, made some breakfast, rolled out of bed, got on Zoom, and did my little presentation, and then I was done just like that from my own room in my apartment. I was done with school forever. Not okay. Dramatic, Danielle. I wasn't done with school forever. I was done with classes. Now we're in finals week. I have lots of finals, lots of projects, lots of collaborative projects, which is definitely fun. However, it's just, you know, we're just not done yet. I've got about another 6 or 7 days of school, which I'm honestly soaking up, and I'm just trying not to complain because I will not have to complain about that very soon. But that was a highlight. It was really exciting. I was like, I always, every year to this day, when it's finally quote unquote summer break, I play the song from High School Musical. What time is it? Summertime. It's on vacation. Like when they're like looking at the clock and they're in class and they're singing summer, 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 summer. I love it so much. Makes me so happy. It brings back memories of when I was a kid in literally elementary school, middle school even. And I'd watch that movie and just, I don't know. It brings back so many memories. Songs for me bring back memories of certain periods of time. Like I know for sure next year around this time when I hear the song Levitating by Dua Lipa, I'm immediately going to think of my second semester senior year because that has just been playing nonstop in my head. Also, unfortunately, RIP that. Hey, that's also been in my head a lot. That thing lives rent-free in my head. And for what? I don't know. Oh my gosh, my mom just sent me a video of Finley. I just simply need to watch it immediately. I'm literally looking at it right now. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. Guys, I haven't seen Finley in so long. I miss him so much. It hurts. Oh my gosh. Ugh, I'm so sad. All right, let's get on into our next segment called Current Favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things. Ding, ding.
All right, you guys, you know me, I like to get creative with my favorites. This is where I just talk about something that I've been loving in the past week. And this week, I want to highlight the color green. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you definitely are not surprised by this comment. I love the color green lately, and it's a color that I didn't foresee myself being obsessed with, if you will. I have been loving pairing outfits with pops of green or like green accessories. I've acquired a couple of green accessories lately, so I'll wear, you know, a white top, some blue jeans, white sneakers, and add green sunglasses with a matching green purse that I got off of like Princess Polly, something inexpensive. It is so fun for summer. I'm also loving orange and like, I don't even know, bright blue, which normally I'm more of a neutrals gal and kind of more muted tones, but the bright colors are making a comeback for spring summer 2021, and green in particular I'm just loving. Like if you go on my Instagram, you'll just see all the pops of green. I've been having a blast with it. And I don't know, I just think if you guys are shopping right now for your spring and summer endeavors, take a look at the color green. It's a really fun way to kind of spice up an outfit. Like I said, I've been wearing, you know, I am someone to wear very neutral outfits, or let's say just like a basic black tank with some jeans or whatever it may be, or sweats, but adding something bright green is such a fun pop. And all the stores right now are carrying some fun green colored items, whether it's clothes, accessories, shoes, even purses. The options are really endless. And I just want you, after you guys listen to this episode, you're going to be like noticing it more. All right, now into the last segment, which is question of the week.
Question of the week.
So, you guys know we do this segment around here. It's a newer segment called Question of the Week. I'm going to ask a question, and obviously I'm going to answer it for myself. And then also, we always ask you guys on Instagram. I've been loving seeing your responses. It's so entertaining, and it's a really cool way for all of us to get to know each other. They're fun little icebreakers. I don't know. They're just fun things to talk about. So this week's question is, what are three things that you always have with you? And not necessarily in your purse, maybe, but just three things you like to you use every day, or if you're traveling, you prefer to have these around, you know what I mean? So for me, I did some major thinking on this, and obviously you need your toothpaste, you need a hairbrush, stuff like that. But these are three things that are kind of unique to me, I suppose, that I just don't know what I would do without. First up should come to no surprise, kombucha or sparkling water. Currently, I'm drinking a Huzzah probiotic seltzer. It's like a sparkling probiotic drink. You know, there's also LaCroix, sparkling water, whatever. You guys know I love kombucha. I love beverages. These are obviously all non-alcoholic. I like alcoholic beverages too, but that's not something I need every day. I just really enjoy drinking kombucha or seltzer, whatever it may be. I find that they really relax me. I don't know. Like after a long day, I really enjoy just popping open a sparkling water or opening a bottle of kombucha. I don't know how to explain it, but it's something about when it runs down my throat and just into my body, I immediately just feel the sense of peace and happiness, and it obviously tastes good, or at least I like the taste of it. Not everyone likes the taste of these things, but this is my second Huzzah of the day, and I have kombucha like every other day. So, I mean, easily it's something I need to have every day. Next up would be a pair of sunglasses. I've noticed this about myself, and I don't know if it's because I'm from Florida and I grew up in Florida or what, but I always like to have sunglasses with me. Whenever I'm driving, whether it's cloudy or sunny, I find myself wearing sunglasses, preferably big black sunglasses that cover up half of my face. It just seems to be a pattern here. I also find them to be great accessories with outfits. I don't know. I mean, like today it was raining and I drove to a coffee shop to do some studying for finals, and obviously I didn't wear sunglasses. But if it's not raining, I don't know. You know when it's like not sunny, but it still feels bright out? I don't know. Big sunglasses gal. And the third item would be lip balm. Specifically, I love Rosebud Lip Salve, or Smith's Rosebud Salve. You can get it at like Urban Outfitters right by the checkout, or Anthropologie, or literally Amazon or Sephora. I mean, everywhere that carries it. I'm putting it on my lips right now. Or I love the Dior Lip Oil. I just like my lips to be moisturized. So I don't know. Those are the three things I came up with. And I definitely want to obviously see y'all's list and kind of hear all about your essentials. So definitely go head over to the Gals on the Go Instagram. It's at Gals on the Go Podcast, and we will be posting a question box on the Instagram story and kind of engaging with you guys. Looking for a way to ease bloating? You're not alone. Brooke and I talk about it all the time. It's not fun to feel bloated. And actually, fun fact, 2 out of 3 Americans live with digestive discomfort, including bloating, prolonged fullness, and poop issues. Seed is working to change that. It's so important to get your probiotics in, and I feel very comfortable using Seed's Daily Symbiotic because it's the real deal. So what is the Daily Symbiotic? It's a broad spectrum. It's got 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic, a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. There's actually systemic benefits beyond the gut, and they truly have just come down to this amazing formula in this one pill, which I just think is awesome. So what does it do for you, you might be wondering? I had the same kind of curiosity. Basically, it supports benefit in and beyond the gut, including gastrointestinal functions, skin health,
heart health, gut immune function, gut barrier integrity, and micronutrient synthesis, which has vitamins B9 and B12. And just to note, gut immune function is not boosting the immune system. It is about supporting the crosstalk between your intestinal cells and your immune cells. How cool. Many see have improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, which can include bowel movement regularity and eased bloating. It's a really, really cool product, and I think it's so cool that we get to share it with you guys. It literally comes in this simple little green cylinder. Very easy, looks very aesthetically pleasing on your counter if that's a worry. So start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/gals and use code GALS to receive 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/gals and use the code GALS. Would it be an episode if I didn't talk to you guys about hair food? I don't think so. Guys, just think about it. What if we fed our hair with the same nourishing ingredients that we feed our bodies? I've been using clean, simple, kitchen-crafted recipes from Hair Food and have seen amazing results. Whatever hair texture or hair type you have, your hungry dew will feel well-fed from the superfood ingredients packed into every bottle of Hair Food. Oh, and did I mention the scents? There's coconut milk and chai spice. I personally have tea tree and lavender water. They're also different, but they all smell so good. Every hair food product is free of sulfates, parabens, dyes, and mineral oils because your hair does not want to be eating that. So if you're looking to nourish your hair, and I mean really nourish it, it's got to be Hair Food. Look for it at Amazon, Walmart, and Target. All right, so now that we've got those in order, I just want to talk with you guys. I have some things written down here about graduation, my plans, and then we're just going to kind of see how this all goes. Might bring in my roommate Delaney in at the end to kind of chat with you guys because a lot of people want to hear about, you know, how she's feeling about graduation and, you know, our roommate situation, just like a little year roundup, you know. So I've lived with Delaney the last 2 years. It's been amazing. She's been the best roommate. I've had such a good experience, and I'm really going to miss her when I go to New York City because she is sadly not going to New York. She's still kind of figuring out everything she's doing, but I know she'll visit a lot, and I'm literally trying to debate on, like, obviously there's this couch I really want. So I really want the Restoration Hardware Cloud Couch, but I feel like I'm going to have so many visitors, including Delaney, and just so many friends just from my life that want to come visit. So I'm like, do I get like a pullout couch? I mean, obviously I'm down for sleepovers and everything, but sometimes I feel like as you get older, it's like, oh, I'll take the pullout couch. I don't really know. I'm not a grown up. I don't know these things, but these are things I'm just thinking about. You know, it's like, especially with New York City, it's a city that I feel like everyone visits every couple of years. And not everybody, but you know what I mean. Everyone in your life at some point goes to New York. Not everyone. You guys know what I'm trying to say. I'm not getting my point across, but I feel like it's a commonly visited place, whether it's during the holidays. It's a big place for people to go where people have events there, whatever it may be. It's just a common place. And so I'm fully prepared for lots of visitors, and I'm so excited to, you know, be able to be that kind of person for someone. And yeah, so I don't know why I was going on the tangent. Oh, because Delaney, my roommate. So I hope she visits all the time. So yeah, we'll start with graduation. Graduation's next week. Our graduation is split up into 3 different days. So we have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and it's split up based off of our colleges. So I am in Family and Consumer Sciences College, and that's the fashion merchandising major. And there's other schools on my day. So I will be graduating on the last day, which is Saturday. And it's just so weird because so Thursday night's the business school, the advertising school, and maybe a couple other smaller schools that are graduating. They just split it up. I don't know how they split it up. But so like Delaney and Ryan are both graduating on Thursday. So they'll be technically, you know, graduated before me. So yeah, graduation is split into 3 different nights, like I was saying, and it will be in person, which I'm really thankful for. Obviously socially distanced. And only my mom, dad, and brother are going to be coming. Obviously, I wanted a lot more of my family members to come, but that's not the case. We actually just found out in the last few days that we get to sit on the field for graduation. Like our families sit in the stadium and then we sit on the field. So I have a couple friends that are in the same like schools as me. So I'll sit with them, obviously. It's definitely different because I'm not going to be with everybody and, you know, whatever, but I am not complaining. I am beyond thankful that I get to graduate on the field. It's kind of this full circle thing here at UGA where they shoot off fireworks after you graduate, I'm pretty sure, like at the stadium. and where, when you get into UGA, like when you click on like the digital acceptance on your email, they shoot fireworks over the stadium, I believe. So it's kind of this full, they always talk about this full circle moment of you see the fireworks when you get accepted and fireworks when you graduate. So yeah, that is that. Like I said, my mom, dad, and brother are coming up. They're renting like an Airbnb for the weekend. So we don't really have many plans other than just being together. You know, we'll go to dinner, we'll walk around campus, probably take more photos. I'm so excited when I graduate, I can finally walk under the arch, which is just like this monumental arch, if you will, that you can't walk under until you graduate. And if you walk under it before you graduate, you won't graduate. That's what they say. It's the rumor. I had a couple friends drunkenly walk under the arch like a year or two ago. And they were so upset about it that they went back the next day and like re-walked under it to hopefully reverse the curse. So, and they are graduating. So, and yeah, so it's so funny because high school, I went to a private small prep school. We didn't wear cap and gown. They always felt that, you know, we were going to go to college and that's when we'd get the cap and gown. So I never have gotten to wear a cap and gown. I've obviously worn one a lot recently because I've taken a lot of grad photos, as you guys know. I did my solo grad photos. I did some with Ryan. I did some with my hallmates and then some with like my main friend group. So, lots of grad photos all around. You wear your cap and gown for a lot of them. But it's been fun and I'm like still trying to figure out what I'm wearing under my gown. I guess we do like for the photos, we haven't been zipping them, but for me asking other people, we do zip them. But I feel like after I graduate, like I'll want to take photos and like have a dress underneath. So I'm thinking red dress, like go dogs. Our colors are red, black, and white, but I also have this white dress that I wore for a photo. I don't know. You guys probably really don't care, but I've had so much fun with grad dresses and oh, it's so crazy. It's just really sad that it's all coming to an end, obviously, but it's definitely a big milestone. It's so funny though, because me and my friends are like, have we done everything to graduate? Because we were supposed to apply to graduate and I applied to graduate. All I did was, you know, this is when I'm graduating, you know, spring 2021 and this is my name. And then I submitted it, but I never got, you know, you're accepted to graduate. And I don't think technically they can accept anything until like our final grades are in. I mean, I'm completely fine. I know I'm going to be able to graduate, but we're all just kind of, we were texting the last few days like, hey, is everyone like, did I do anything? Did I miss anything? You know, do we need tickets? I don't know. Do I sit in a specific place? Like, I don't know anything. And I think that also just comes with going to a bigger university. The last 4 years have been a lot of, you know, asking other people that are older than you, just trying to figure everything out. And I mean, I somehow made it thus far. So yeah, I started out as an intended business major, then switched to intended advertising major. And then now here we are, fashion merchandising major, exactly where I belong. It's funny. A lot of people have asked me like, did you choose your tassel color? Cause if you've seen my Instagram photos from my grad shoots, my tassel's pink, which is just fitting. I feel like it's not like pink is my favorite color by any means, but it's pink. I'm girly. I don't know. Very Elle Woods moment, but no, I actually did not pick my tassel. That is the tassel you get in FACS, which is the school I'm in. So my friend that's a financial planner major, she also has a pink tassel and she's really upset about it. She was like not down for that. I was hoping for a red tassel, but you know, these are all just very, you know, surface level things. They don't really matter. But I did weirdly get a lot of questions about it. And it's something that I didn't really know anything about until, you know, the last few months when I had to, you know, go get my cap and gown. And I basically just told them the school I'm in and then they gave me my tassel. It's just, it's a whole new ball game. I'm just so thankful that my parents get to come, you know, my family's fully vaccinated and in a week I will be fully vaccinated. Like it'll have been 2 weeks since my second vaccination. So I'm clear to go. I have such high hopes for this summer. I don't have much travel planned. So basically the layout for the next few weeks, cause you'll be following me on Instagram and vlogs and talking on the podcast and stuff. This week's finals next week, next like Tuesday, May 11th or 12th or whatever, I submit my last assignment. And then next Thursday starts graduation. So that's when, you know, Delaney graduates, Ryan graduates, a ton of my other friends graduate. Friday night's a whole other graduation. And then Saturday night I graduate. My family's coming on Thursday. They're staying till Sunday. And then I was trying to figure out, do I, you know, do I just go home like the day after graduation? And I was like, I don't want to do that. So I'm staying for a couple days, mainly because I have my apartment here in Athens until July. Our lease is up in July, which is nice because, I mean, I haven't started packing at all, nor do I want to. I refuse to start moving or packing. But I think my parents are driving up. So when they're going to leave on Sunday, I'm going to give them probably like our big TV in the living room. That's mine. Probably like help have my dad help me take the TV out in my room, just any big stuff. It's a furnished apartment, so I don't have anything major. I did buy like a little nightstand from Target. I have a shoe rack from Urban Outfitters. I have some fake plants that are large. I have my ring light. I have a big baker's rack shelf that I'm gonna try and set and sell to like a younger girl here. But yeah, so I'm gonna have some initial move out stuff there, and then I'm going to stay in Athens for a couple days, and then I'm actually going to New York City, guys. So the weekend after I graduate, so from Athens I'm going to travel up to New York City. I haven't been to New York City since before the pandemic, and it'll be really crazy, you guys, flying into New York City. Like, I already have a playlist I'm making, and just like knowing that I'm landing and like that's going to be my future home. You know, I've been to New York more than I can count, and I've always been so excited, but I've never, like, I've always dreamed of this time where I'm flying in. I'm like, wow, like I'm going to be here soon. So I'm not moving next in a couple weeks, but I am going as an initial trip. One of our other sponsors of this week's podcast is Osea. I love Osea. I've been using their products for a very long time, probably since freshman year of college. I think it's just so important to take care of your face, but also the rest of your skin matters too. You know what I mean? Like, your whole skin, it's the largest organ. It's really important to treat your skin right. So after kind of huddling up all winter, I feel like my skin really needs some TLC to get ready for those sunny months. And I want to feel confident in my own skin, and I want to feel good. I want to feel healthy. I want to feel smooth. And that's how I feel when I'm using the Osea products. Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil instantly moisturizes and replenishes dry skin, leaving every inch silky smooth. The skin is super soft and glowing with the Undaria Algae, Acai Pulp, and Babassu Seed Oil. I really like the Undaria Algae Oil because it's never greasy. It's an amazing body oil, and I feel like I could put it on and then put on a dress right after and feel like I can take on the world. You know what I mean? I literally have it on my counter in my sink. You'd see it in my vlogs. It's incredible. It has a pump. It's just so convenient. Osea creates skin and body care products powered by the sea. They've actually made clean, safe skincare products since 1996, vegan and cruelty-free. They're responsibly sourced, plant-derived ingredients, good for your skin and for the planet. Female-founded and family-operated by a mother and daughter team. I love that. You can try Osea risk-free for 30 days and get free shipping on orders over $50. They even send free samples with every order. And get 10% off your first order with my promo code GALSONTHEGO at OseaMalibu.com. That's 10% off with code GALSONTHEGO at OseaMalibu, OseaMalibu.com. Improving yourself starts with shifting your patterns and building healthier habits. That means making time to fit yourself in every day, managing your stress, and focusing on your sleep so you feel more energized and refreshed. Fitbit Sense is the advanced health watch that gives you tools to do just that. It's the world's first smartwatch with an EDA sensor that can actually indicate your body's response to stress. Like, what the heck? That's awesome. Fitbit Premium members get a detailed breakdown of their stress management score, which is really cool because it shows how your heart, activity, and sleep are affected by stress. And whenever you need to take a breather, you can do guided mindfulness sessions to help calm your body and mind. Right now, you get a 6-month trial of Premium when you buy Fitbit Sense. With Mother's Day coming up, this could be a great gift for your mom. Honestly, my mom would probably love this. Or in the spirit of self-care, buy it for yourself. Visit Fitbit.com and check it out. So I'm going for a couple days. I am so excited. I'm going to finally get to see Brooke. I haven't seen her in over a year, so that's freaking wild. I haven't seen her since last February when I visited her in Boston, and now she fully lives in New York City, a whole new city now. So I'm so excited to see her. But the main reason I'm going to go is figure out where I'm living. So a lot of people have asked me, you know, have you locked down an apartment? Do you know where you're living yet? I don't. And unfortunately, the way New York City works is it's not like college, because in college, I literally had my apartment locked down for the next year, a year in advance. But that's just how like college towns go. At least that's how Athens goes. And a lot of other cities, it's a little bit of a slower market. But here in New York City, or here in New York City, I'm not New York City yet. In New York City, let's say I was on Street Easy or apartments.com right now looking, okay, I want an apartment. I find one I'm in love with. If I'm not ready to move in the next 2 to 3 weeks, it will be gone and it is not mine. And that's sad because these are ones that are currently on the market, ready to be, you know, leased out, whatever. From my understanding, I'm still learning too, and Brooke's teaching me a lot, but yeah, so it's really hard for me because you guys know I'm a planner. I'm a Virgo. I'm actually a triple Virgo. And so not having an apartment is really stressful, especially when everyone's asking you, but I just know that's not the case. And so I've had it in my head for the last, I don't know, 6 to 8 months. Like, I want to live in Chelsea, which is on the west side. It's, you know, near the water. I love the Chelsea Piers. I love the Chelsea Market. I love the Highland. I love the newer buildings in Chelsea. I don't know. I just like those newer apartment buildings. However, just because I like their apartment buildings, like what, like, and Chelsea is such a cool area, but after talking to people more and more, apparently the east side is better for, you know, right post grad. There's a little bit of a younger crowd. All of my friends that currently live there live on the east side. And while New York City is close, like once you're downtown, you are kind of close to everything and you can walk, subway, whatever. But I feel like it's probably my best interest to start on the east side, and I know it's not going to be my only apartment in New York, whatever, but so yeah, I'm going to go to New York and I'm literally just going to walk around. I'm going to take the weekend, you know, see a couple friends, but really I just want to walk around and feel it out. I'm thinking about touring some apartment buildings, but I can't tour specific units because I'll get my hopes up, but there's just no point. And Brooke already offered to, if the time came, potentially tour for me and like send me photos or FaceTime me, whatever, which is so beyond generous. So thank you, Brooke. But I'll probably be up again over the summer, knowing myself, because I just like to be very hands on. But yeah, I just don't know anything, and I haven't been to New York in a hot minute, and I have a whole new mindset. I'm a little bit older now. So I'm going to just go and low-key weekend, nothing crazy planned, just like going to dinner, walking around, touring some apartment buildings, and that's that. So that'll be the weekend after graduation, like mid-May. And then I'm going to fly back and then pack up as much as I can in my car and drive home to Tampa for the summer. I'm from Tampa, Florida, and I'm kind of treating this as my last summer at home. It's really, really sad. And I've talked about this on the podcast before, but losing the student identity is the freakiest thing to me. Like, not being a student is so weird. Like, I'm so used to, you know, summer break, winter break, spring break. But once I move to New York, I'm theoretically just there, you know? Like, I mean, obviously, I'll go home for Thanksgiving because I'm sure we'll be able to travel a lot more this fall. I'll go home for Thanksgiving. I'll go home for Christmas and random weekends that I can. But it is weird and it's freaking me the heck out. I can't lie. So yeah, nothing really planned. Hopefully going to get to see my grandparents in Illinois over the summer. But really, I just want to be home. I love being home. Honestly, during quarantine, I really appreciated my house more and just being by the water. And you know, I'm very thankful to have a boat, and just I'm really close with my family, so I'm excited just to soak up the Florida sunshine over the summer because I haven't like been home in so long. So it'll be really nice. And probably one of the biggest reasons I want to be home for the summer is our new puppy, Finley. He is not coming to New York City with me, sadly. He is such a Florida pup. He is a golden doodle, if you guys were wondering. He is freaking cutest thing ever. He's my family's dog. I like to call him my dog, but he's just, when he stayed with me here in Athens for a couple weeks, he was great, but he's just not a city dog. He needs a yard. He deserves a yard. My family loves him. I wouldn't want to take him away, but if he wants to take vacay to New York City one day, I'd love for him to be there. So I don't know. And I'm not going to stay in New York City permanently, so I guess I should get more into kind of my plans for my career, if you will. I'm sure a lot of you kind of already probably figured, but so Brooke and I want to take Gals and the Go to the next level. We started recording together in person, and we'd love to record in person together again. Obviously, Zoom has showed us that it is so possible to record from, you know, miles away from each other, and it sound like we're in the same room, but there's just a different dynamic. And we've talked about how, you know, when we were recording in person, we were also having experience together. So we were talking about our experiences, our travels, and that's what Gals on the Go is all about. Just literally our life. And our life has kind of been on this weird pause recently. So us being together is great. We really want to potentially bring in a video component to the show, which would allow us to, we would have to be together, obviously. And we have some other things that we just want to, like, I don't know, grow the Gals on the Go brand, not just the podcast, just Gals on the Go as a whole. And we have so many ideas and everything of the sorts. And I've always wanted to move to New York. Before Brookie was even there, I have wanted to be there since I was like 14. Whenever the first time I went to New York City, I knew I wanted to go. I'm really thankful that I have the financial freedom to essentially be my own boss. And my focus will be Gals on the Go podcast and then my YouTube channel, my social media as a whole. However, I'm kind of having this crisis right now. Crisis is an intense word, but I'm having this thing right now where I'm just concerned that I've never only done social media, and I've talked about this before on the show, on my YouTube channel. I've never just done social media, and so I definitely want to have something else that I do, whether it's being a spin instructor, whether it's getting back into hip-hop and joining a hip-hop studio in New York City, or, you know, I have these other passion projects of mine that I've never had the opportunity to, like, really dedicate time to because of school. So yeah, I'm definitely open to the opportunity of doing something else, whether that's, you know, like the things I said, or just getting involved, or who's to say I cannot get an internship, you know, this fall or next spring. I'm going to give myself a month or two, obviously, just to kind of get settled in, see what I can do, and then go from there. I definitely want to have a purpose, and obviously social media is a big purpose for me, but I also, like, want to make sure I'm providing quality content for you guys, and I'm fulfilling my life in every way. I've always had this performance side to me that I've always loved, and it was always kind of just like, oh, like, why would I continue with dance? Why would I do that? Like, there's no career there. But it would be cool to share that experience with you guys. And even if I was just going to pick up dance classes every couple of weeks, I think that would just be something that's really good for me. And again, I'm beyond thankful that that's even an opportunity for me. So I'm really excited. I have a good amount of friends who just recently got jobs in New York City too. So I'm beyond pumped about that. I am so excited, actually. One of which is Daily, who was arguably like my first best friend here at UGA. We were hallmates together. We lived across the hall and we've stayed so close. She's one of the reasons I honestly like didn't transfer from UGA. Because she has just been such an impactful person in my life, and the fact that we're going to get to move to New York City together is the coolest thing. She literally just got the job a couple days ago, so I'm really, 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 really excited to be there with her. We have a whole UGA group me, actually. Someone made it, and I joined when there was like 8 people, and now there's like 40 or 50 people in there, just people my year, so that's really cool. I like made the profile photo of it, everything. It's like New York City times UGA or something. I don't know. Or no, it's called New York City Dogs. That's what it is. I just found it on Google Images, but I'm so excited because there's a Georgia bar, like a University of Georgia bar in New York City called American Whiskey. I actually think it's in Chelsea. Funny. So I'm really hoping that I can get a group together on game days and we can all just, you know, watch the game together, which will be really cool. And yeah, I'm really, really excited. It's really surreal because, I mean, I've talked about this before, but freshman and kind of sophomore here at college, I didn't love it. I wasn't obsessed, and I just wanted to transfer to school in New York City, and I was like, I just want to be in New York City and everything will be better. It's just crazy that now I'm finally actually moving there, and I think it's kind of you can't have. I'm obviously so excited, and like, it's been my dream since I was so young, and even in the past few years I've been wanting to get there, and now that I'm finally at that point where it's like, okay, you're going now, I'm freaking the frick out. And it just, I'm like, I am putting so much pressure on myself to make it perfect, and oh, am I doing the right thing? Like, should I have gotten a job? All these things. But at the end of the day, I know whatever my journey ends up being is what it's supposed to be, and nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. I'm very thankful I'm not in any sort of contract other than a lease. When I get an apartment, I will have a lease for a year. But if I'm unhappy and if New York's not what I thought it was going to be for me, which I highly doubt is the case considering I've been so much, I can move. You know, I can move. And that's what I keep telling myself because I just keep freaking out. And I have just this guilt factor, the imposter syndrome, whatever you want to call it, of I just like feel like I don't deserve it. It's just like a really freaky thing for me. And recently I've just been really missing home, like as in Tampa. And I'm like, oh, it'd be so fun to live in Tampa. But none of my friends from high school are moving back to Tampa. They're all going to have their big girl jobs in other cities too. And I don't know. Now I'm just psyching myself out, I think. And in the last few weeks, especially, so many people, oh my gosh, you must be pumped for New York. How are you? Like, are you so excited for New York City? I can't wait to visit. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I'm so excited. Like, whatever. But it's hit it. I'm like, I don't know. Do you guys know what I'm trying to say? Like, when you finally get to that point of like, oh, this is what I thought would be like my full on happiness. I am so excited, but it's making me so emotional because I'm like, made it. I'm here. Now what, you know? I want to talk to you guys about BetterHelp. You guys know we over here at Gals on the Go are big fans. I mean, if you're having trouble meeting your goals, difficulty with relationships, or even trouble sleeping, or you're feeling stressed, depressed, BetterHelp is available. BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can listen and help. You guys know the drill. All you do is you fill out a questionnaire to assess your needs, and BetterHelp will match you and your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. BetterHelp counselors have a broad range of expertise, which may not be available in your area. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, and you can send unlimited messages to your counselor. You'll also get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and everything you share is confidential. So it's completely up to you how much you want to share and how you want to share it. If you want to be on the phone, if you want to text, if you want to do a video situation, it's completely up to you, which I think is really nice because it makes it way more accessible and way more catered to your needs and what you feel comfortable with. They're committed to help facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's easy and free to change your counselor if you just don't feel comfortable with them. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Gals on the Go listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/gals. Visit betterhelp.com/gals and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp professional. So I'm not complaining by any means, and I am so beyond excited. And if I don't want to move to New York, I don't have to, but I really want to. I cannot wait to be near Brooke again, to be near some of my best friends. I have so much family that lives in New York, and it's still on the East Side. I knew I wanted to stay on the East Side. I love LA and I love California, but it's just not my vibe. My kind of ideal plan would be to live in New York for 3 to 5 years. I mean, maybe longer, maybe shorter, whatever. And then hopefully settle down in, you know, a smaller but still big city. So like a Dallas or an Austin or Charlotte, North Carolina. I love Charlotte for whatever reason. Honestly, Tampa. Tampa's gotten so cool as of late, and I can see myself more and more kind of going back there. But I just know if I don't go to New York City before I turn 30, I'll really be upset at myself. And it's something that I've always wanted to do, and I just want to give it a shot. So that's the cool thing about being young, is you get this opportunity. And so I also have a good kind of mix of friends that are going to be in New York. Like, half of them are influencers or like their own boss, whatever it may be. So they're going to have flexible schedules. But then the other half of them are going to have 9-to-5s or even later. A lot of them are doing investment banking. They're going to be up late, not going to be able to do as much during the day. So I'm definitely very thankful that I have that balance of people that I can do stuff in the day, stuff with at night. Just kind of an overall balance, and I'm really excited. I've been writing down places I want to go once I'm there, things I want to do once I'm living there, you know, like finding dance studios and spin studios, and it's going to be really cool. I feel like I'm really about to thrive and really live my best life, but I think just with that, I am getting hella emotional. I'm just like, wow, because like I was saying, I wanted to transfer freshman, kind of sophomore year too, and I regret feeling that way because now I'm about to graduate and I'm like, hold the phone, I want like one more year here. But obviously I don't actually want another year here. If I had another reason to be here, if I added a minor, if there was something that was really drawing me here, but everyone's leaving, it's our time. I'm happy. I am sad. I'm gonna conclude with that. I am not this show, but like this thought, I'm happy that I'm sad because that means I've had fun. And I am just so thankful. If you guys are on the fence about college, or if you're just nervous, let me tell you, it is a time and a half, and you learn so much about yourself and other people and just experience different situations that you wouldn't if you had just not gone or stayed home or whatever it may be. And obviously everyone has different situations, but sometimes it's good to give yourself a push. Like, I could have easily just said, you know, sophomore year, been like, eh, nope, not for me. I'm transferring to like a smaller school in New York City. I just want to be in the city. Because I know if I had transferred to New York then, I would not have had the same experience. I literally would not have met Ryan, my boyfriend. I wouldn't have made the friends. I would have a completely different life. And I've always wanted that big college football feel, big campus, excited students. I got it. I literally got it. And it took me a little bit to appreciate it. But I think that's also why this is so bittersweet and why that's a great feeling to have. That just means I had a good experience. And I know that these are going to be friends that I have forever and people I'll keep up with. And who knows? My kids could end up going to UGA. And if not, I hope that Ryan and I are those alumni that like come back for the games every now and then and have tailgates with their adult friends. You know, like, I'm hyped for that. I'm ready for that. I'm here for that. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. So we will see how it goes. I'm trying to think if there's anything else major plan-wise. I mean, I'm just really excited to finally get to dedicate my full time to social media. I've obviously been getting a lot more into fashion, and I really want to share more of that with you guys. But obviously going to class and just my college apparel is very different than what I would want to be wearing every day. It's just, I don't know, I don't feel like dressing up every day when all of my other friends are literally in t-shirts. No judgment, but you know what I mean. It's just different. So I'm really excited to see what my full potential is, because that's the thing. Like, I've been saying for literally my whole life, oh, like, but once I graduate, I'll have so much more time, you know, like, I'll do this and that. But that, it'll be a true test to my character and my true passion if I actually get everything done that I say I will. Because at the end of the day, sometimes we do procrastinate stuff and things happen. So I'm really excited to put my full potential into my work, my life, you guys, and see what magic we can create. And who knows, maybe I'll find new passions along the way. And I'm really open to everything. A part of me still likes the idea of like potentially getting a job in the future or an internship or something, just to be a part of a different community. But I don't know. I just want to give myself a shot. You know, I'm thankful that I have it. And I know other people, if they were in my situation, they would do what I'm doing. So we're going to try it out, fam. And I'm really excited to take you guys along on the experience and the journey and how it all goes. So now I am going to transition over. I'm going to have my roommate Delaney come on to the podcast just for a little bit to chat about graduation, some of our memories, and everything of the sorts. All right, you guys. So I'm now on the hot seat here with Delaney. Hello, girl.
Hello. What's up?
I love podcasting. It's so fun. We're literally sitting on the floor in our living room. And I just thought it'd be fun because you haven't been on the pod in a minute.
I know.
And we're about to not be roomies.
Stop. Don't go there.
I know. I should.
Do not go there.
Delaney's like, I didn't sign up for that. But yeah, so Delaney also, like, want to just tell everybody kind of like your major.
Sure. So I'm graduating with, is it a bachelor's in advertising and a certificate in legal studies?
Oh, I forgot about that little certy.
I know. I'm almost done with it. Two more finals left. So,
you know, we're mid-final season. Well, how do you feel about graduating?
I feel like I feel different than all of our friends, honestly.
Oh,
like, I feel like everyone's really, really sad, which obviously I'm sad, but I'm excited. Like, I am excited. I mean,
yeah, it is exciting.
All 4 years, I feel like I've been waiting for this, and you know, I hate school, and I'm just so ready to never have to do it again.
And let me preface it for you by saying Delaney hates school because she is so dedicated to it. I feel like,
yeah, I've like spent way really too much hard. Time stressing myself out over school, and for no reason, really. I mean,
for a reason, but like, yeah, you get really worked up.
I get really stressed out about school easily, so I'm very excited to never have to worry about that again.
That's
and
the coolest
obviously
thing.
I'll have to stress about whatever job I have in the future, but I'm very excited to not have to do school ever again. And I honestly am excited to graduate and like take on this next part of life.
It's really exciting because we've talked about this before, but one of the reasons that Delaney and I became such good friends was because freshman year we were both like, wait, you're ready to graduate too? Like, same. Mm-hmm. And now it's funny because here we are. We're literally about to do it.
I know. It took like 2 years for us to be like, shoot, like, we love it here and now we're really sad to go.
I'm thankful that it's good that we, like, I'm just thankful that our second 2 years here have been way more fun. Like, we have like a guy friend group.
Fun.
Like, we did not have
it
that.
It took us a while
year.
To find our girlfriend group, first of all.
Oh,
and that like changed everything, you know? I mean, it was us two. taken on the world at first. Literally. But once we found our friend group, everything just became more fun and
so much
college
more fun.
Became more worth it.
Oh yeah. And I'm so excited. I actually haven't even said this, but a couple of our like college friends, like they're a lot of them are starting jobs like June 1st, but everyone's going to come down and visit me in Tampa.
Yes. Cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
One last
for that.
Blowout. Cause we didn't really get a spring break our senior year. So.
We did not at all. It was really depressing and it was still pretty cold out. So we didn't even go to our own pool.
Yeah, no, not at all.
But whatever. Yeah. I'm really excited too. I guess I'm more so it's like, I'm happy that I'm sad because it's like, we actually had a good last 2 years. I mean, yeah, COVID, not really. Junior year was about to be so much fun.
The second semester of junior year was so fun for those first 2 months. And literally. Then it just, peace out, everyone.
It was just like we had like our girlfriend group, obviously. And then we had the best guy friend group. We had all these plans. We were going to do all these fun things.
Yep.
And it just didn't happen, but it's all for a reason.
I don't know. I feel like this year was worth it, though, because this year's been so much fun, too.
So much fun in its own way.
Especially the second semester. This has been, like, the best semester ever so far.
It's been such a great semester because, obviously, like, we're all getting vaccinated now. So there's just more we can do again. And it's really refreshing. Like, I know a lot of you guys who are in college right now. It's just different. But I feel like we've just made such... Oh, my God. We've just had so much fun.
So much fun. I'm going to miss it a lot, but... I am excited to, you know, go somewhere new and yeah.
We'll keep you posted. Yeah. Delaney's figuring out. I know you'll end up where you're meant to be.
Yes.
It's really, really exciting. And obviously I already said in the beginning of this podcast that you will be visiting me very often. I hope.
Way too much.
Maybe once
probably
a month.
No. Like, surprise, I'm here.
Like honestly, I feel like at some point we're gonna end up in the same spot. I just feel that in my bones or I don't know. Delaney and Danny aren't done.
No, not done at all.
Not at all. Huzzah! Literally sipping on a huzzah right now, you guys. If you watch my vlogs, you will see I drink like 2 huzzahs a day. Huzzahs are amazing, and I just need to tell you about them, and I'm just so thankful that they're a podcast sponsor because it's so cool because I literally drink them every day. Guys, sunny season is coming up. There is nothing better than being in the sunshine and popping open a bold probiotic seltzer with benefits. So basically what a huzzah is, it's a nice probiotic seltzer in a lovely little can. There's many different flavors. I couldn't even tell you my favorite because I literally just take one out of the fridge and drink them because I love them all. They have added probiotics and 3 grams of sugar or less. It literally tastes like sunshine in a can. So everything's more fun when you feel your best, and that's why huzzah adds probiotics to their seltzer to help support a healthy gut. You guys know I'm all about a healthy gut. That's why I'm constantly just inhaling probiotics. They're very tasty. They're very exhilarating when they're chilled, but they're also non-perishable, so you can store them at room temperature. I have a whole box of them in the corner of my hallway that can be put in the fridge whenever I'm ready. It's just really amazing how there's 3 grams of sugar or less per 12-ounce can, and it can just help you feel your best before diving into summer. Some of their flavors are raspberry and lemon, strawberry and hibiscus, and juicy pear. I guess my favorite is juicy pear. But I also love the strawberry one, so that's really, really hard for me. Or no, the raspberry and lemon. I love them all, but that's hard. So get your cooler ready and stock up on Huzzah Probiotic Seltzer by using code GALSONTHEGO for 20% off your order at drinkhuzzah.com. That's code GALSONTHEGO for 20% off at drinkhuzzah.com. Get yours now, baby.
Hyundai questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, which is resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. It's been completely redesigned inside and out to create the best Tucson ever. So the innovations, we have tech. They have a new digital key feature that allows you to use your phone as a spare key. So awesome. They also have these new LED daytime running lights. They're stylishly hidden within the front grill, which makes them invisible when they're not in use. And also, we love a nice big screen. It's a full touchscreen. It's over 10 inches. You could also set up different user profiles. And it has Apple CarPlay, which I know is huge. I love when a car has that feature. I feel like this 2022 Tucson is truly going to make your smartphone jealous. Just the advancements on this and the design of the car overall, it's beautiful. You guys need to check it out so you guys can learn more at Hyundai.com.
Don't get rid of me just yet.
I know, it's really sad because if you guys watch my vlogs, you know that Delaney and I like love making dinner together. I'm gonna miss that hard. I don't think I'm gonna cook at, like, when I'm alone. Like, I only want to cook if we're cooking together.
Oh, I don't cook when I'm alone ever. Yeah. If you're not here one night, I just,
like, let's make big soup, gal, or big, like, soup, or I'll make pasta, or, like, it's just so much fun. Like, we have such a routine. We play jazz music, and hey, you make the meat.
You never know. Maybe we'll live together one day again.
I would love that.
I know.
Ugh, don't get me excited.
I know, it really hasn't hit me. Like, college, like, ending has hit me, but, like, the roommate thing has not really hit me.
Oh, that really hasn't hit, and that's gonna be a big hit.
I know, like,
because we are with each other every day.
It's gonna be crazy.
So crazy. Like, when it's all empty, it's so sad. Like, we, like, our apartment is such, like, an iconic thing. It, I feel, is, like, the girls sign.
I'm gonna miss it so much.
I'm gonna miss it so much too. And I'm glad that we lived together for 2 years, and we had, it's not like it was just like a quick little year. Like, yeah, we really, like, lived in
half
this
of
apartment.
Our college experience.
Yeah, it's so true. Half this college experience, and I feel like we worked really well as roommates. Mm-hmm. I remember when we, oh my god, it's raining. Oh, now I just don't want to do anything. Cozy.
Let's not do anything.
Let's not do anything and say we did. But yeah, that's the funny thing about Delaney and I's dynamic, is one of the reasons we get along so is we're both like, eh, let's just not go to that, or let's just not do this. But we're learning that, like, we'll, like, push each other. Like, if, like, I'm like, oh, Delaney's going, I gotta go. Like,
especially this last semester. I'm Danielle's doing something, I guess I gotta do something.
It's like, good. We push each other because it's like, because I'm like that dramatic bitch that's like, oh my god, it's the last this, it's the last that, it's the
no
last.
But I've needed that, especially the last few weeks. I feel like you've been like, come on, it's the last this, last, I know, that, we really gotta annoying. Do this, and I'm like, okay, you're so right, you're so right.
It's so hard, but it's just so worth it at times, and we'll look back and not with regrets. Oh my god, it's getting so dark outside. What's happening?
It's like the lights just went off in here.
Yeah, it did just, like, kind of go off. But yeah, so basically, plans for our friendship. We'll be hanging out all the time.
All the time. I feel like we'll just FaceTime every day. It won't even, like...
And no, it, we're very
even
good.
Like, when we've gone home for summer breaks or winter breaks, I feel like I still love seeing you every day.
Oh, just exactly.
We text nonstop.
Yeah, we text nonstop, and then we'll Snapchat each other if we need, like, photo things. We'll FaceTime. If we FaceTime each other, good luck, Charlie. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Way longer than that, yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. I feel like we have one of those inboxes on, like, every social media platform, like TikTok. We send each other TikToks. We send each other tweets. We send each other, like, Instagram things. Like, it's just always gonna be like that. And
I know. I'm, like, not worried about us at all. It's like other friends. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'll see them or how much, or we won't probably won't talk as much. But with you, I'm just, like, not worried.
I think that's what you're saying. Like the roommate thing hasn't hit because
hasn't
it's
hit,
not.
I don't feel like it's like a goodbye.
It's just a see you later. No, it's not later. Even a goodbye. It's like, I don't know. It's this. It's crazy though, because I've said this before, I think, but, like, our friend group wouldn't have formed unless. Like, you, if you didn't live in the sorority house, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have had them as friends. And I met them really because if you were hanging out with them every day and I would come visit you at the house.
Because we didn't hang out with them freshman year. I met them all sophomore year, really.
Yeah.
And that's when it started.
And that's when it started. And I'm really thankful for our friend group. And I hope we all stay in touch. But it is crazy. Like, and on that note, like, a lot of our friends still don't know what they're doing. It's very normal. Mm-hmm. Like, COVID really switched things up for everybody. Like, we had a friend that had plans to hopefully be going to law school, you know, this fall. And because of everything, she's taking a gap year, which is really normal. I'm learning for law school and then do it after. But it's like everyone's just kind of like finding their way. We have a friend going to Nashville. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people are staying in Georgia or going to Atlanta.
We have a few friends staying in Athens, which will be nice.
I'm kind of jealous.
I know. Very jealous.
If I had an excuse to stay in Athens for another year, that'd be cool. But we don't.
Yeah. But that means lots of visits.
Lots. Oh, dude. Like
game days. Oh,
my gosh. Like I'm trying to come back like at least twice this fall. I also want to go to Charlotte for the Clemson Georgia game. That would be really fun.
Oh, my God. That'd be so fun.
Like, why? Yeah. I just want to be that alumni. I mean, I don't want to be too annoying and impose, but, like, I feel like it's going to be fun.
I know. And, like, we'll come back. We'll do all the things, go to our spots.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried. Wow, this thunder is so cozy. Also, how's your dog? People have been asking because you got a dog.
I did. We got a little silver lab, my family, not me, about 2 months ago. And her name is Sterling. She is so, so cute. She's growing way too fast every day. My mom sends me photos and she looks bigger. But no, she's so cute, and I can't wait for her and Finley to meet one day.
Dude, I know. When they're like both the same size, that'll be good.
I think she's probably bigger than Finley.
You think already?
Oh,
she will be.
She's heavier than Finley. I'm
she is.
Sure.
She weighs more than Finley.
She's like 24 pounds already.
That is so. She's thicker than him, yeah, but he's like muscles. Yeah, he's a thin poodle. Poodles are just like literally so lean. Like he looks big, but when he's wet, he's like so tiny. It's so funny. But yeah, that'll be a really good time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just kind of wanted to have you on here and chat a little bit.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure we'll do another episode in the future. Like yeah. It's always fun, like when Brooke has her friend on and I have you on. And yeah, I guess we'll keep you guys posted on everything. You guys will see Delaney, obviously, in all my vlogs in the upcoming weeks and graduation. So she graduates Thursday.
Keep up with me on Instagram after graduation.
Oh, for sure.
You'll see what I'm doing.
I know. I'm curious to see what you're doing.
Me too.
I'm excited. So stay tuned on her Instagram. And I guess we'll just see. It'll be a transition for sure, and it'll be different. I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, I'm gonna miss the Delaney and Danny content," but like, it's not going anywhere. It's just gonna be different.
It's gonna be in a different place. But
it's gonna
be
more elevated. We're gonna be like doing something probably a little bit cooler,
way cooler.
So it'll be good. And there's something else I was going to say. Oh. So Delaney graduates on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. So UGA graduation, like I was saying, is split into three nights. She graduates before me, so she'll be graduated before me.
I know. 2 days, right?
2 days.
You're Saturday?
Yeah, she's Thursday, I'm Saturday, and it'll be a whole weekend of just dining and whining and all the things.
That's when it'll hit us.
And then we're both, like, staying for, like, a couple of days. And then we're not, like, gonna fully move out. We were talking the other day. We were like, okay, like, who gets the mirror? Who gets the... Like, it's so stressful.
I don't
want to
think
about,
it. We have our lease for a while, so...
We do have our lease till end of July. And we'll probably come back.
We don't have to say goodbye quite yet.
Yeah, no goodbyes just yet. Like, my parents will probably help move out some stuff when they're here. I don't know. That's, like, a whole thing. Like, we haven't packed at all.
No.
Nor should we. I mean, we're working on finals and like that's not, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
I haven't even thought about it. I don't even know.
Like, I was in my room yesterday. I was like, I have a lot of stuff in here. Like, it has to be. I do have a lot of stuff. But you know what I mean? Like, this has to be empty when we leave. I mean, it's a furnished apartment, but it has to be empty.
It's going to be a whole process.
A whole process that I'm really, really not looking forward to.
You could like do a move out vlog, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm squeezing out that content.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, Delaney, thank you so much hopping on for your little cameo.
Love to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And we'll chat with you guys next week, back with Brooke. Bye, guys.
This episode of Gals on the Go was brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink. Plus, shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.